tough one with Aurora last night. Besides that first quarter, you play them even and rally there in the fourth quarter, just maybe needed a few more minutes and maybe a little bit different outcome.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I never will question the heart, competitiveness, you know, drive, fire, fight that we have, you know, from our group of kids. It's just, you know, sometimes just the execution part and the being basketball players, you know, thinking the game, that stuff just kind of comes and goes a little bit. But, you know, I would rather take a team that fights to the end, you know, any day of the week. So we're getting there.
And you've had some nail biters, Coach. Wow, the Lexington game a couple of days ago, Scott's Bluff in your own tournament, your game before Christmas by 3. I mean, you've had some close ones, huh?
Yeah, it seems like everyone's been close, you know, for the most part. If you look at our scores, I think there's but that's, you know, that's really what the style of play we want. We want some grinded out games. You know, we want to be able to execute some teams in the fourth quarter, and our kids are very battle tested. Once we get to the fourth quarter, we just, you know, obviously last night can't fall down 18 points and expect to come back from that. But yeah, that's definitely a good testament of this team.
And of course, battling an Elkhorn Mount Michael team that's among the tops in the state to get that challenger right after Christmas, in spite of loss, I'm sure it gave your team, this, we want to be matched up against the very best. Let's see what we can do against them.
Yeah, you know, if you look at our schedule here, you know, end of January and then going into February, you know, I look today, we're playing, you know, 5 of the top 10 Class B teams, you know, are left on our schedule. Adams Central, C1. But, you know, we've got some really big games coming up. You know, and that first part, it's twofold. Being able to compete with the best teams in the state, being able to fight and just, you know, just go at them for four quarters is definitely a strength of ours. But, you know, now flipping to the other side and being able to execute, be basketball players, you know, out-execute them and continue to get better on the basketball side of it.
I think it's been pretty enjoyable for you making the move over from Coe's Head to Hastings your first year. You've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, you know, I really have. You know, Hastings High School is a really nice place to be. A lot of good people here. You know, my family has settled in pretty well. Wife enjoying her new job. So it's really been a good move for us. You know, I really, really, truly enjoyed my time out in Cozad. Built a lot of great relationships out there. But, you know, starting here at Hastings, meeting our kids, meeting our administration, you know, there's just a lot of positive things happening in just the community of Hastings. And sometimes, you know, in year one of a program, you kind of forget that a little bit. You know, it's going to take a little bit of time, but you can kind of see the writing on the wall as far as what this program is going to be.
And I'm sure with a lot of these kids, you know, I lost a pretty good chunk of the of some varsity guys, senior guys from last year. A lot of these guys, new roles, being starters, and some of those guys maybe didn't get play a lot last year, now getting those minutes off the bench. So new roles for everybody, not just the head coach, but for everybody else as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's the big picture approach. You know, as we watch some of the games that, you know, we don't execute the way that we're supposed to, or we don't make basketball plays a lot. And then you ask that question, why? You know, there's times that we have lineups on the floor that 3 out of the 5 kids didn't even play basketball last year. There's obviously every lineup we had, nobody started a game last year at the varsity level for us. So we've got a lot of adversity that way. But, you know, that's never going to be an excuse for us. I feel like we've got the kids to be able to compete night in and night out. We'll just keep working and playing hard.
Bison coming to your place on Friday there at the high school gym. You know them from the Cozad days, so you know a little bit about the personnel and, of course, watching some game film this year as well.
Yeah, Coach Imus again, and year two is doing a good job with them. Got them playing hard. I think he's starting to implement, you know, his style that he wants to play in year two with them. Doing a good job, so we'll definitely be a good game here Friday. A sub-district opponent, so it'll be good to see them and kind of get matched up with them again. But, yeah, it should be a good game Friday in the jungle, and really looking forward to us just to taking the next step. You know, I think we're well overdue to kind of taking that next step, and starting this January schedule off the way we want to.